As volunteers, hospitals, and shelters spring into action in flood-affected areas, there's another organization behind the scenes helping to ensure that donors across the nation know how to best help those recovery efforts. Philanthropy West Virginia is a team of three people whose mission is to help philanthropists maximize their impact. But ever since heavy rainfall flooded much of the southern parts of the state, the nonprofit based in Morgantown has turned its attention to disaster relief. Paul Doherty is president and CEO of Philanthropy West Virginia. When he talks about his work with recent flooding, he reminds me of a marriage counselor for philanthropies.
We want to make sure the public, locally, regionally, nationally, know what entities to give to. And so that's one key thing, is just communicating to folks about the resources.
Philanthropy West Virginia is all about communication. They're the liaison between the donors and the volunteers and charities on the ground. In times of disaster, like the floods, they're the ones relaying what flood victims need to the people across the nation who want to give.
Every other day I'm on either email, texting, Facebooking, tweeting, on a phone with someone that's on the ground in those communities saying, what are the needs? Where can we direct resources?
It's a crucial team effort between volunteers, philanthropies, statewide and national volunteer and emergency response groups, and the state government. Oftentimes in disasters, well-intentioned donors will donate items victims don't need. Sometimes, donors will accidentally send money to scammers. So Philanthropy West Virginia has posted a list of legitimate organizations on their website, organized by county, for donors who want to send funds or resources. But the nonprofit wasn't always equipped to function in disasters. It's had to learn from other organizations like it across the nation. An organization in New Jersey, for example, shared with it the Disaster Philanthropy Playbook. It's a guide for philanthropies in times of disaster that was created after Hurricane Sandy. One thing that they learned from New Jersey, it's going to take a long time to fully recover from the flood.
What happened here with this tragic event, this horrific flood, is that there's going to be many, many months, if not years, of recovery required. And we want to involve all the people at the table to make sure that they have strong quality of life in their homes, as well as in their neighborhoods and in their communities. And that's something that we all have to be a part of that dialogue with.
Doherty knows that many flood victims don't know what they're doing tomorrow, much less next week. So Philanthropy West Virginia is continuing to address short-term needs while looking down the road for problems that may arise when victims begin relocating to new housing. Doherty says he and his staff are learning from the mistakes made by organizations in other states while using the West Virginian spirit to move forward in the recovery process.